Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on.
Hi, I'm Henry Davis, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland, a Bible-believing, Christ-centered, and Spirit-led congregation. I want to welcome you to our radio broadcast. And remember, there's power at the park.
Gospel according to St. John chapter 4, we read about another woman, familiar woman. You hear the words of scripture beginning at verse number 21, reading down through verse number 30. Jesus replied, "Believe me, dear woman, the time is coming when it will no longer matter whether you worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans know very little about the one you worship, while we Jews know all about him, for salvation comes through the Jews. But the time is coming, indeed, it's here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way, for God is spirit. So those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know the Messiah is coming, the one who is called Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus told her, "I am the Messiah." Just then his disciples came back. They were shocked to find him talking to a woman, but none of them had the nerve to ask, "What do you want with her?" or "Why are you talking to her?" The woman left her water jar beside the well, ran back to the village, telling everyone, "Come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah?" So the people came streaming from the village to see him. Amen. You may go to your seats around the building, even in the presence of our God. John 4, 28. Remember what I told you, I'm going away, but I will come again. Again, we thank God for this reality. No, John 4, 28. I don't know what they print there. John 4, 28. The woman left her water jar beside the well and ran back to the village telling everyone. The woman left. You see that? Her water jar beside the well, ran back to the village, telling everyone. A sense of urgency. A sense of urgency when a mother gets fired up. A sense of urgency. There are certain things which can happen which are urgent matters. Urgency. Don't have time to explain. Don't have time to give you a lot of rationale. We have to move quickly. Quickly because I smell smoke. Quickly because danger is impending. Quickly because it's those critical seconds, whether it is that a person is choking, whether it is that a person is dealing with a medical issue, there must be the sense of urgency. This is not something you can put off for tomorrow. It is not something you can put off for some time later, but it is something that we need to demonstrate urgency. Urgency. Oh, I know I come to church and I know about God, but do you know him for yourself? I'm not talking about knowing about God. I'm talking about knowing him as Lord and as Savior. And so there has to be the sense of urgency. I don't know who I'm talking to today. Someone who has come to church casual in a way, But you have to realize that if there was an analysis of your life, there needs to be an analysis of your spiritual paralysis. Because there are some people who are paralyzed spiritually. Because you have to understand God is knocking at the door, but it is up to you to let him in. Urgency. Urgent. It's the sense of I was going on a recently when our teenagers had gone on their trip to Skycroft, other side of the Beltway, and then because of modern cars, I realized that apparently I had run over a nail. That running over the nail now as it is the indicator is on that I am running out of air. I'm running out of air. So I stopped in order that I might fill up the tire more than the capacity with the expectation that the air was coming out. I knew that it was a limited period of time that was going to allow me to get from point A to point B. And so I had to drive with a sense of urgency. Now, I wasn't breaking speed limits, but I was watching the indicator light because in the automobile that I happen to drive, it tells you. And so it was telling me, ticking down. I know that it should be at one thing, but it kept going down and down. And so therefore, I wanted to make sure I got to my destination. And so this was not the time for me to make a casual stop. I had to operate with a sense of urgency. I don't know who I'm talking to today. You came to church that you can click the box and say that I was in church, but being in church is not enough. You need to be in Christ. Urgency. I didn't ask you whether your mama was saved. I didn't ask you about family members. I'm asking you, where do you stand? Where do you stand in terms of this? And so it is, those are some of the backdrop, but the backdrop of this woman who finds herself at the well. She's at the well. There is a sense of urgency after she has an encounter with a total stranger. It is in this message that there are three areas we're going to look at. One, our worship to God must be sincere and true. You can fake the faith all you want. And you can fool some of the people who might be on your row, but you cannot fool God. You have to understand that there needs to be the sense of urgency. And so our worship to God is not just primarily looking at the place of worship, but that which becomes a lifestyle. So even after benediction, my worship to God is still alive. The second thing that you need to understand that we're going to talk about in this message is that Jesus will bring clarity into one's life. It is clear, it is cloudy, and all of that. I was yesterday in Houston, Texas, trying to make my way back to BWI, but all everything into Houston was being canceled because of the rain, the clouds, the bad weather. And so therefore, we had to wait and wait and to wait. But after waiting, after hours of waiting, then all of a sudden, the sun does come up. Oh, somebody need to know that was the sun, S-U-N. But I also need you to know there's another sun that comes up in your life. And when that son, S-O-N, Jesus comes up, you need to demonstrate a moment of urgency. Urgency, because it says men and women ought always to pray and to pray without ceasing. That's urgency. And so we realized that then we understood part of the message in the earlier service that we had to deal with. Even on our way back after we could get on the plane and shortly before midnight last night, thank God I was able to land at BWI Airport. But during the time, we had to fly above the turbulence. You got to understand that in this life, there are some moments when spiritually, you've got to learn how to fly above the turbulence. Yeah, you've got all kind of challenges going on around you, but you don't need to get caught up in the muck and the mire. You need to fly above the turbulence. Flying above the turbulence meant that we were not necessarily, and the pilot explained it to us. He said, we're not going to be able to come through and to give you your beverages and all of that, because I don't want your juices to spill on you, because I want everybody to remain buckled in your seat. I want your seat buckled tight, because we're getting ready. I'm telling you that turbulence is up ahead, but we're going to fly as high as we can. I'm going to come and get somebody in here, because there are people who want you to go low. There are people who want you to get involved with the negative and the dark, but I thank God for how he sets a goal for us, and I'm striving to reach that goal. Let me come at it this way. Every round goes higher and higher. And so we understand that reality. And the other aspect was, is that I was in Houston, Texas on yesterday, but there was an event in Houston on Friday that on Saturday, nobody was talking about it. There was a basketball game that there was a team that thought that they would be able to move to a game 7. But as I go through the air, I see Rocket this and Rocket that, but nobody's talking about the Rockets in Houston. I'm walking. I mean, how could I be in a big city like Houston and nobody's talking about the game? I know some of y'all have gone to the game or watched the game, but nobody talking about the game. And, you know, they thought they were going to win. KD wasn't even going to be playing. And so because KD's not going to be playing, we're going to figure that we're going to win. That's just a little sidebar. But what I do want to tell you, that even when you depend on certain things, you can't depend on people and personalities. You can only depend on God. Somebody needs to celebrate that reality. So Jesus can come into your life and he can bring clarity into your life. The third thing that I'm going to talk about in these next moments together, a woman who was avoiding people gets something she didn't expect and wants to share this good news with as many as possible. She gets what she does not expect in a place she does not expect to get it, and the unexpected will show up. That's what God can do. He is the unexpected, but he can show up at unexpected times, but yet give us just what we need, just when we need it. Do I have a witness out there? So here it is that we can gather on this day with a sense of urgency. We could have stayed in the bed. We could have had our covers over our head, but persons have poured into your life, even though you've gone by a graveside and said ashes to ashes and dust to dust to a loved one who has departed. But thank God for the moments that they spent on this side pouring into our lives. Pouring into our lives. And so there is this sense of urgency, the sense of urgency that this woman would be able to come and would be there gathering this Samaritan woman. The Samaritans were the overlooked. The Samaritans were the avoided. Matter of fact, even the disciples did not want to come through Samaria, because the Samaritans are the mixed breeds. And so therefore, they wanted to avoid Samaria, but Jesus said, we're going to go through Samaria. And so it is when you look at this reality that when Jesus is there going to encounter this woman, and this woman who he encounters, he calls her a dear woman. He says, the time is coming, a dear woman. Now, if you know the background of the woman, you understand she does have a history, but no matter
matter what her history is, God can get glory no matter where you have been. No matter who you've been with, no matter what you've done, he calls her dear woman. Because you understand that when I come into right relationship with God, no matter where I have been, who I have been with, God can wipe away my sins. He can wipe away whatever negative things that have happened in our life. I don't know who I'm talking to out there, but God can come right where you are and give you just what you need, just when you need it. Dear woman, the time is going to come when it will no longer matter whether you worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem, because God is as and Jesus is essentially saying that wherever you are, God is. So you got to understand that when I come to worship, I am in worship inside of the sanctuary, but after the sanctuary, I've got to take that devotion outside. And when I take that devotion outside, after benediction, I'm still a servant of the Most High God. Don't you think that's what's wrong with a whole lot of people? Why we can't evangelize is because we are too hypocritical and too inconsistent. We praise God in the sanctuary, but we cuss in the parking lot. We are positive on the inside, but negative on the outside. I wish I had a witness here. We know the right religious language and the right religious lingo when we're inside of the church, but your devotion to God cannot be just on the inside. Your devotion to God must be everywhere you go. When I'm on the job with you, I ought to know you know Jesus. When I am at the gym with you, I ought to know you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. When I'm on the golf course with you, I ought to know that you have been born again, that God has come into your life. No matter where I see you or no matter what you have on, I need to know that you love the Lord. A sense of urgency. Sense of urgency. I press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I'm pressing toward the mark. It's not easy, but you gotta press on anyhow. Even if you're aching in your body, I'm pressing on anyhow. Even if you had a motorcycle accident, Nash, I'm still gonna press on anyhow. If you get out of that car and the car doesn't make it, but you do, you gotta press on anyhow. If you have had to deal with a divorce or a separation, you keep on pressing on anyhow. Don't you let that Negro take away your joy. The Lord has done too much for you. You gotta press on anyhow. I'm praising in spite of my pain. I'm praising God even though I'm bleeding, even though you're dealing with pain, even though you're dealing with hurt. Somebody has come into this place of worship and you know what pain is. You know about emotional pain and financial pain and physical pain. But somebody said, bump that. I'm coming to church. I'm gonna throw back my head. I'm gonna open up my mouth because I have a sense of urgency. This woman, she had an urgency. Her urgency was that she needed water. She needed water. Water is critical. Water is important. But Jesus said, you come looking for water, but I want to transition you to think about worship. Yeah, you thinking about something that can give you satisfaction only for a little while, but I want to give you something that's going to keep on feeding your life. There's something that's going to keep on lifting you and leading you, because I want you to be a true worshiper. I said a true worshiper. Now, you have to understand, Jesus is talking to a woman who had been with five men, and the man she is with right now is not her husband. And here it is, because I believe the woman had to have been fine. Or if she wasn't fine, she had a little freak in her, because something was going on that was able to, y'all caught that. But you got to understand, there was something going on that was attractive that the brothers kept on. on coming back. And so you understand in this particular passage, but the time is coming that, dear woman, no matter what your background has been, I can take you and use you to the glory of God. Now we come into church, we acting too sanitized. We acting like we had never done anything. We act like we never made the wrong decision. But I thank God that no matter what your past has looked like, Jesus can look at her and say, dear woman. Hallelujah. She had not gotten baptized. She had not joined the church. She had not said, somebody needs to pray over me. She didn't have anybody anointing her. But Jesus said, I'm calling you, dear woman, because I'm speaking to your future. I'm not talking to you where you are right now. I'm talking to you because I'm seeing you in your future, even though you don't even see it for yourself. Come on, somebody. It's a sense of urgency. Jesus is saying, because at this point in the story, she has not made not one decision. All she is in is conversation. I'm just talking with Jesus. I'm talking with Jesus. You know, just a little talk with Jesus can make everything all right. Just talking with Jesus. No matter what you're going through, just keep on talking to him. Keep the phone line open. Just talk to me, God. Lord, guide my feet while I run this race, because I don't want my running to be in vain. Just talk to me, Jesus. Keep the phone line open. Cast your cares upon him, because he cares for you. Just keep on talking to him. Don't just wait for the good times, but I'm going to talk to him at all times. I'm going to talk to him from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. I'm going to talk to him, because weeping might endure for the night, but joy is going to come in the morning. I'm going to keep on talking to him. A sense of urgency. This is an urgent matter. This is something that is important. This is something you cannot put on the back burner. And Jesus says that, I want you to know, dear woman, that worship is getting ready to be central in your life. Yes, you came here for water, but I'm going to give you something better than water. I'm going to give you a desire to worship. And as excited as you are about getting the water, I want you to be excited about worship. Because once she gets the fire of worship, she's not thinking about the water. Because Jesus said, when you drink from this cup, you're never going to get thirsty again. Do I have a witness here? That woman came to that well, and she came with confusion. But Jesus can meet us in our confusion and give us clarity. Yes, he is. Jesus will bring clarity into one's life. And that's what happens in John chapter 4, verse number 24. He said, the woman said, I know the Messiah is coming, the one who is called Christ. And when he comes, he will explain everything to us. Well, Jesus said, you need to realize that I am the Messiah. What you have been hoping for has now come to reality. Now don't miss this reality, that here is a woman who has a sordid background, but she still knows the scripture. You know, that everybody who is unsaved is not ignorant of what the Bible says. Yeah. You got drunkards who know scripture. You know folk who can smoke some herb and weed and roll a joint, but they still know the word. But knowing the word and living the word are two different things. Oh, come on, somebody. And I thank God that you ought to be able to come in here and give God the best of your service. You ought to be able to come in here. I've come in to worship, but I'm going to depart to serve. Allow your light to shine through my life. Many times when I go around gravesides, it's always interesting that sometimes I will raise a basic Christian song. Even if you're not a choir person, I will raise a basic Christian song. A song like "This Little Light of Mine, I'm gonna let it shine." But you understand, sometimes when I go to some graveside, when I start singing, I start to think that it's a solo because they just looking at me like I'm singing something that is difficult and complex. But when you are connected to the power of God, you're not going to worry about whether you can sing soprano or alto or bass or baritone. The Bible said not to make a C, but the Bible said make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I believe there's some noise makers in here today.
Come on, clap your hands, everybody.
You've been listening to the radio broadcast of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland. If you want to receive a CD or DVD of what you have just heard, please call 301-773-6655 or visit us on the World Wide Web, fbhp.org. And remember, there's power at the park.
I love you, Lord.